And the other one involved my...
Can I just add on to
you that? Can.
Sherman Carter was a vice president for finance of the university. And when he came, he decided that there was absolutely no reason that the Geophysical Institute should have its own business office. That there was a central UAF business office who could take care of everything. So we had an ongoing battle with him, and we have said that when the university is able to do as good a job with its grants and contracts as we are, then we'll talk about it. Then there was this incident where we kind of needled him a bit. But the interesting thing is that when he left his office, the last thing he did was to write a letter to the president of the university acknowledging that the university could not do it as good a job of running a business office for the institute as we could ourselves, and recommending that the university do not attempt to do that because it would be to the detriment of the Geophysical Institute and the university. So this all ended up well afterwards.
You do it all the time.
I mean, like most of you.
But the thing was, Sherman Carter was a very, very staunch military man. He wasn't like the rest of us at all. He was a guy who never got his own command in the military. And when he came to the university, he was in command. And I can remember calling Merritt a couple times and saying, Merritt, you don't understand what's going on. You know, don't do that. I was down there at that time. You don't understand what's going on, Merritt. Don't do it.
I probably did.
But it did come through at the end.
Yeah. One other thing is my longtime dear friend Gene Westcott pulled lots of pranks on me, lots of pranks. One time he came to the Geophysical Institute. This really strained our relationship for a couple of years. Came to the Geophysical Institute. We were having a party outside on the patio, which later became the control room and the new globe room. And Gene came in his full Indian regalia to do a rain dance. I was up on the sixth floor talking to Al Balan, and Al said, in his characteristic way, gee, it would be interesting if it rained. I said, you're right. So I got a bucket of water and I went up on the eighth floor. And by golly, it rained on Gene, unfortunately.
No, you were supposed to miss him, and you did. He just got scared.
No. Actually, he got some water. I got some water on some of his... No, I got some water on him, unfortunately, on some of his outfit, which I apologize for, Gene.
I got back at you.
I know you did. Thank you very much.